Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, wait a minute. Wait, we got to go back to the newsroom. So Ian Ozan had the story just a moment ago. But so, like, a prisoner threw his feces and it hit the face of a guard.
Hit the face of a guard and then hit the head and a shoulder of a second guard who came to help. Oh. The guy's from New Orleans. His name is Tamarcus Porter. He was in jail on a host of charges, one of them a manslaughter charge. He killed a German tourist in New Orleans, slashed her throat, dumped her body in Armstrong Park. That was just one of the many charges in which he was in jail. Apparently, this guard at the BB-60 Rayburn Correctional Center was making his rounds, gave Mr. Porter an order. Mr. Porter reached into the toilet in his cell and flung the dung, which hit this officer, and then a second officer who came around a little bit later on. He got a life sentence for this on a habitual offender bill. So there was hope that he might have gotten out. Not anymore.
Oh,
he's
going to
be spending the rest of his life behind bars. And he has a rap sheet that would make even John Gotti blush. I think the only thing that was missing was stampeding cattle through the Vatican.
You know, it's interesting that newscast was in part sponsored by Servpro. Man, I'd bring in Servpro to clean up my face. I mean, seriously. I mean, get the vacuums out. Get the whatever you can do. I mean, I can just see this. I've been hit. And his head recoils back as it hit. I can't imagine anything more disgusting than to be hit with that.
If it would have hit the fan, it really would have been disgusting.
Boy, isn't that the truth. All right. Hey, and it's great to hear that the humidity is low.
It is. It's so low. I was surprised because we had a slight heat index an hour ago. The humidity has dropped to 30%, so low that when you do the math, the heat index is actually lower than the actual air temperature.
Wow.
So the National Weather Service not issuing a heat index right now.
This is nice. All right, Ian, thanks. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. Wednesday afternoon, we are halfway to the weekend. Last night, we were watching the debate of the mayoral candidates, the top three candidates, Elena Moreno, Oliver Thomas, and Royce Duplessis. And we've been talking about that. We did an instant poll, and just overwhelmingly, our audience said that Elena Moreno won the debate. I do agree with that. I thought Channel 4 and Therese Gibson and Katie Moore did a really great job with moderating that. And I like the format that Channel 4 had. They talked about crime, and they talked about the idea of bringing troops in. And we're going to talk a little bit about this this afternoon. But also, I want to continue with this theme of trying to cool things off. And as I talk about trying to cool things off, I'm still getting a few text messages from people who don't want to do that. You know, they want to say that, you know, this side is more to blame than this side, and so. You know, we're not going to cool off. We're not going to cool things down. We're going to blame this side. You know, as long as individuals continue to do that, nothing is going to change. But I really think the murder of Charlie Kirk really brought us to a flashpoint in time when we are really sort of face to face with where we have become as a country. A guy just speaking his views, just expressing his opinions and his thoughts. No matter how much you disagree, silencing that with a bullet or silencing that with legislation is not the answer. Silence is not the answer when it comes to speech that you disagree with. Because far more frightening to me than the idea of somebody saying something I disagree with is the idea that the government or some renegade individual is going to try to stop freedom of speech. Either through the courts or with a bullet. And that is that is a much more severe outcome than letting somebody say something you disagree with. And I think it's an exercise for all of us to step back, and I'm doing the same thing. Well, wait a minute. If somebody says something I totally disagree with, so what? I mean, I disagree with them, but, you know, I can't support this idea that action be taken to stop that person from saying something I don't like. Because this country's based on that. So anyway, we'll get to that coming up in just a few minutes. But we've got a few calls that have been hanging on for a while. Let's get to those calls as well. And I'm still open to talking about the mayor's race. I'm going to run over a couple of the other things that came up during the debate last night. I took a lot of notes, and a lot of information came out of that debate. As I have said, I thought there were times when Oliver Thomas and Royce DuPlessis didn't serve themselves. DuPlessis in one case was attacking, and that didn't seem to be very effective. And then Oliver Thomas really seemed to be bragging about himself and things that he's done. And he tried to make it seem that it seemed like he's serving us, but I just didn't think that came across in the right way. All right, let's get back to a couple of your calls. Also, Ian is stuck in an office today. Coleman is our studio producer. We'll get to some of your text messages coming up. Janice in New Orleans, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Scoot, I already voted, and I voted for Helena. And, you know, I just, one thing, I called the office and I told them, I said, one big thing she needs to do, one of the big things in this city that needs to be done, there's many things, but one thing is the trash.
Yeah, well, the biggest problem with the trash is that the people of New Orleans think that littering is okay.
Well, it's not okay. Now, here's something. I don't know if people will be interested. Some of you will, some of you won't. I'm just mentioning it, that's all. Sunday, there's going to be a public memorial for Kirk, Charlie Kirk, and I guess it'll be on YouTube or something like that. So I read that the other day and just wanted to throw that out there at you. Now, I saw something just now on my phone that's kind of interesting. Apparently, there was an ABC News reporter. John Kennedy was on TV, and he was all upset about it. And, I mean, I can understand. It says, John Kennedy has sharply criticized an ABC News reporter for describing text messages from the suspect accused of assassinating Charlie Kirk as touching.
I've read the text messages. We'll probably get to that a little bit later, but it's the messages that he...
And Kennedy's upset about that, that the reporter on ABC even said that. And with regard to these people you mentioned, okay, Donald Trump wanted the flag, you know, to be, you know, taken down or put up, however they do that when somebody passes away. And, yeah, a reporter asked him about the Democrats. I think there was two of them, a husband and wife, something that had been shot and killed.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I read that he said, oh, I didn't know about that. Well, I'm sorry. You would think that would be something you might know about. It sounds like a big thing to me.
Yeah, it's not believable that he didn't know. And I know that he knew because there was another...
That before about things,
but I have to.
I don't know.
Yeah. I also heard him also say that he wasn't asked to lower the flags at half staff, and you know when they were shot, I didn't think that was an occasion for that to happen. As tragic as that event was, I didn't think that was an occasion. I think maybe Charlie Kirk is a little different because he was more of a national figure. But again, that's something that can be debated, and I understand the debate.
Think he at least would have known about it, though, that they were killed.
Well, I think it's quite possible that he did know. All right, Janice, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Steve in Metairie. Hey, Steve.
Hey.
Hello, Steve. You with us?
Can you hear me, Scoot?
I can now, yes.
Yeah, Scoot. A lady was just talking about John Kennedy. Where was John Kennedy when Trump was smiling when his maggot morons wanted to hang Mike Pence? Where was Mike Johnson? Why don't Mike Johnson tell the hater-in-chief Trump about, hey, here's Trump. going after people. Now, I'm not promoting this. I'm not a Democrat or Republican. But going after people that are cheering this Kurt guy killed, which isn't illegal. It's only when you act on free speech. Want to persecute the people. Yet, when the politicians, Democrat politicians got killed, on and on, not a word. The hypocrisy, the disgusting hypocrisy of Trump and his Republicans about free speech and hate, they don't have a credibility, a pill in a car to live a pill by. They dare talk about free speech and hate. They are the architect of it.
So are things going to get better, Steve?
No. You know, I don't care who you are or what you say. The facts are none of this stuff existed until 10 or 15 years ago when Donald, the sociopath in chief, came aboard, period. And the blame Democrat, it's like, oh, they got pedophile conspiracies. Really? The pedophiles were all at Jeffrey Epstein's island. You know, people ought to quit falling for this BS. You know, people are tearing the government up in Los Angeles, but not a word about the one that stormed the Capitol and let free. You know, it's this whole, you're never going to get over this as long as Trump and those people and those brainless followers around. And that's all I got to say.
All right, Steve. Well, you said plenty. Steve is expressing the hate that we're talking about. And I think it's appropriate to use the word hate only because, and I said this yesterday, only because it really does describe the feelings. And when I read some of the comments on my Facebook page, you know, those comments come from a source of hate. It's not, I'm not really sure that I agree with you. No, it's not that. It's like, I hate you for what you believe. Why do we get to this point? You know, why can't we see Americans as Americans and not hate each other because of what we believe?
Yeah, well, Scoop, mind you, all right. If we want to have an open dialogue, let's take Steve's phone call just now. He was trying, he expressed his feelings and he has the right to do that. But in the course of that, he used words like MAGA morons and brainless followers. If you want to have a if you really want to have a dialogue, it kind of does start with treating the other side with some sort of respect. I get that you don't like the other side, but if you really truly want to, like you said in the last hour, calm things down, it would start with treating a person that you want to have a dialogue with some modicum of respect, whether you like them or not. I'm not going to listen to you if you start off calling me a moron and this, that, and the other. So I get what he's trying to say, and he has the right to say it, and I don't want anything bad to happen to him, but it does start there. I'm not trying to quell speech, but I am saying if you really want to have a dialogue, it does start with respect first, and we're never going to have that if you go into it with the insults, like, right off the bat.
Right.
You know?
Well, the problem, Coleman, too, is that the media doesn't benefit from calm conversation. The media benefits from boisterous conversation. The media benefits from name calling. It's more elevating. It's more compelling. It shouldn't be, but that seems to be a fact of life. All right, let's just talk just a little bit about the debate last night. It was on Channel 4, and all three of the top candidates were there. All three of them were not overly thrilled with the idea that 1,000 National Guard troops are going to be patrolling our streets, and they suggested that other moves might be made for a better long-term solution.
I would much rather the president and the governor give us the money that it costs every day, the million plus that they're spending in Washington, D.C., so that we can invest in early child education, universal child care.
Crime is down at historic lows in some areas. So why is New Orleans being singled out as a place we want to have National Guard troops walking around patrolling our neighborhoods?
We've seen cuts when it comes to mental health assistance and substance abuse assistance. I would ask for the federal government to reconsider and actually amp up those grants, because that's what we really need.
Boy, and you know, you heard the bell ring. One thing that I really respected of all three candidates is they respected the bell. You know, some candidates in debates, they ramble on beyond the bell. They did not do that last night. So I respect all of the candidates for being respectful of the bell. You know, last night, Oliver Thomas and Helena Moreno just really went into a little more detail about spending the money in areas that might help prevent people from choosing a life of crime. And instead of the National Guard's troops coming here, take that money and spend it elsewhere. Also, I was thinking about this morning when I heard about something that happened in another part of the city. the National Guard is not going to be patrolling Chef Minter Highway. They're not going to be patrolling New Orleans East. They're it's my understanding, they're just for the most part going to be downtown. But there are a lot of murders and a lot of crime that takes place outside of the city in other areas. So how is that going to affect those other areas? Or will the National Guard be in New Orleans East? Will they be in other parts of the city? I don't know. With a comfortable lead in the polls, Helena Moreno said that she will continue the hard work that she's been doing as city council president.
To be a good mayor, you have to be a 24/7 mayor. You really can't ever take a day off. I will continue fighting for the people of the city, and I will continue ensuring that I protect the city of New Orleans.
State Senator Royce Duplessis highlighted his local roots.
I'm running to be your mayor, to make New Orleans an easier place to live, to make it a more affordable place to live. I'm proud to be one of us. I'm proud to be of this city, from this city, born and raised.
You know, that's something else that they all talked about is just how expensive it is to live in New Orleans, and that's driving a lot of people out, and lack of affordable housing is a problem. City Councilman Oliver Thomas said his campaign is really about you.
I want to be your mayor, and it's not an easy job. Understanding how governance works, public policy, how the system works, that can be a difficult thing. I think about my family. I think about your business and how it operates. And how can we be proud of the city that we live in?
All right, if you want to join us with a comment, did you watch the debate? Do you want to comment on the candidates last night? We took an instant poll, and our audience thinks just overwhelmingly that Helena Moreno won. But what are your thoughts on it? Did any of the candidates say something that really resonated with you? And we're also talking about the hate festival that's been going on, and how do we ramp this down if the media itself benefits from the colorful words and actions. And I'm not talking about assassinations, but the media benefits from the colorful action that results from talking about the hate or from hating one side, you know, as opposed to embracing the other side. I mean, I get that the media likes the human conflict aspect of the hate factor, but it doesn't help us. And we as individuals can reject it, but will we? All right, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1969, Tiny Tim announced his engagement to Miss Vicky. 40 million people would tune in and watch him marry 17-year-old Miss Vicky on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. They had a child. They named her Tulip, of course. But Miss Vicky filed for divorce in 1972. It was granted in 1977. And this is the song that made Tiny Tim famous. He was a strange person. I mean, long before anybody was talking about trans, there was Tiny Tim. And I interviewed the guy once, and he was sweating profusely, and I think he was on coke. He was just sweating, and he was kind of on edge, and it just seemed like he had just done a bump before, you know, starting the interview with me. But I was just struck at just what a weirdo this guy was. I mean, listen to this. I mean, this was something that people actually listen to. And again, 40 million people tuned in to watch him get married to Miss Vicky. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWE.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready.
maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You will. Yeah, I mean, it's sad that hate sells and people are selling it, and we're going to just do what we can to, you know, at least get us to think about something else. You know, think about not being part of it. If instinctively we are part of it, let's think about not instinctively just, you know, buying into it. But it takes a thinking person to do that. If you don't think, and if you just go on emotion and instincts, it's easy to just join the crowd. But if this is a time, if the murder of Charlie Kirk causes us to pause and step back and go, wait a minute, maybe I'm just being part of the crowd that I don't really want to be part of. It takes a process of thinking about what you're doing and how you're reacting to something, and not everybody wants to think. All right, we're also talking about the debate last night. When it comes to New Orleans East and the lack of businesses, all of the candidates had a lot to say. There's a need for quality retail in New Orleans East, and actually we talked about this yesterday. And I've been talking about New Orleans East being treated like a stepchild by the city of New Orleans for many, many years. Royce Duplessis said, we need to change the way we talk about New Orleans East. It's a neighborhood. It's not just New Orleans East, but it is a neighborhood. It is a collection of different kinds of neighborhoods, but it's not just New Orleans East. And he said, we need to clean it up and restore pride in New Orleans East. Helena Moreno said that she will have an economic development office, and within the economic development office, there will be a special group dedicated to New Orleans East. And she said the East has lost a lot of business. It lacks attention. And the city has not been paying attention to New Orleans East. And she says, I have a plan. Oliver Thomas said, I am the reason people are talking about New Orleans East. He said, I've been talking about this for a long time, and we need young entrepreneurs to start opening up businesses in New Orleans East. If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Mike is in Mid-City. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, where? Yeah, I got it.
Hey,
I want to comment on. I want to comment on both of your topics.
Okay.
The first topic, no, I don't think they're gonna lower anything. If you look at those Senate hearings yesterday with the FBI director and those senators, you know, I mean, it don't look like they're nowhere close.
I haven't seen a grilling like that since the 4th of July.
You know, no, that you know, that's just, I just don't see it. I just don't see it. But as far as the debate last night, school, it looked like to me that all three candidates have a chance to win. You know, especially with the 82% undecided black vote that's out there. You know.
Yeah, I wonder, and I, you know, I talked about this the other day too, and I wrote a blog about it, which is on our website, WWL.com. It's also on Scoot on your Facebook. Is this race about race? And I wonder, Mike, if many black citizens are they want to vote for Helena Moreno, but they're pausing because they feel like they should vote for the black candidate.
Well, I think that first caller that you had, he got good instincts, you know. his instincts might be right, you know. Like, you know, it's 82% undecided black voters out there, you know. And I think at one of those three candidates all got a chance to win.
Yeah, you're a voter.
I'm a voter.
Good. Well, look, I mean, you can't assume you know, that anybody in New Orleans is a voter.
Yeah, I voted for the black candidate for president, and I supported Landrieu when he ran.
Yeah.
So you
don't vote for a candidate because of skin color.
No, absolutely not. No.
Good.
You know, but you know, like I say, I'm a vote my conscience, you know.
That's right.
You know. You know, that's it.
Yeah, the overall undecided vote is about, I mean, I had this yesterday, it's about 15%. in one poll, but among African American voters, it is high. I don't remember the exact number. You say it's 82. I don't remember it being that high, but I know it was. I know it was high.
Undecided. Yep.
Undecided. Yeah. All right, Mike. I appreciate the call. Just make sure you vote and convince everybody, you know, around you to vote. All right, let me get to a quick break. If you're on hold, stay with us. More of your calls. We'll also get Coleman to do some of your text messages, and I'll do a few as well. Ian is stuck back in the office, so Coleman and I will do some text messages. If you do have a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And I really think that it's worthwhile to try to do what we can to calm down this hate festival that's going on in America. You know, when I read some of the responses to videos that I post on Substack and also Facebook, I can't help but think that there are people who love to hate. They love the process. It makes them feel defined. It makes them feel like they're somebody and they stand for something. And the hate just, I think they equal hate to conviction. And you can have conviction without hating people. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back. This is WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's add another question to this conversation. What can the media do to cool the temperature of political discourse today? What do you want the media to do? Now, the problem is, if you're on one side and there is a media outlet or several media outlets that are speaking to you and they represent you and they're fighting for your side, you may not want them to change, but you want another media outlet to change. Well, that's not fair. So, specifically, what do you want the media to do to kind of cool things down during this heated political discourse that we're having in America? What can the media do? You know, we often, you know, as a country, we want to blame the media for this or blame the media. That's the media. Well, if you want to blame the media, what can the media do to change things? The Oakland Heart Jeweler talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Ocean Springs. Kenny, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yeah, thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
I want the media just to tell me the truth. That's all I want them to do.
Okay, what if the truth is very negative about a person that you like in politics?
I really don't care about that. Okay. I would rather hear the truth than them lie to me.
Yeah,
I don't care if it's Fox News, CNN, you know, your show, you know, anybody. Like, I know you had a caller on that was questioning the flags at half staff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you agree with that they shouldn't have been flown, or they should have been flown for both?
No, well, they could have been done for both, but I understand why it's being done for Charlie Kirk. I think it's a little different. I mean, on paper, no, it's not different. And some might even argue that Charlie Kirk wasn't even an elected official. So
that's
I think
correct.
There's a bit of hypocrisy in Charlie Kirk's death being recognized more than the other deaths. And clearly it's the bias that comes from that side of politics that has made this decision. They're both tragic events. So, you know, I don't know. I understand why it's being done for Charlie Kirk.
Okay.
It probably in retrospect, it should have been done for those other politicians as well, even though they were just state politicians.
Okay. But the biggest problem about that is that was for 9/11. It was not for Charlie Kirk. It was for 9/11, the day of.
No, it was for Charlie Kirk.
It was
announced that the flags were being lowered for Charlie Kirk.
On 9/11. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it just happened to be 9/11 when the flags were lowered.
It just happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you honestly believe that the flags were not lowered for Charlie Kirk?
No, they were lowered for 9/11.
Okay. I've never heard that, but...
You never heard? Okay.
I've never heard that perspective.
That they fly them at half staff on 9/11.
Well, because the president himself said that he was lowering the flags in honor of Charlie Kirk.
Ah, okay. All right.
All right, Kenny. I appreciate the call. Coleman, you got a couple of text messages. See, you know, this is part of this process of weeding through all of this stuff to figure out, you know, where we are and what we want. And this last caller, Kenny, all he wants is the truth. But what if the truth is different from what he believes? I hope that he will accept the truth. And I have never told a lie on this show. If I have said something that was not accurate, I corrected it right away. But I've never lied. I've never made up anything on this show, ever. And when I give people the opportunity, here or on social media, to tell me what lie I have told, nobody comes up with anything. Because they perceive what they disagree with or what I say that is negative about their side, they perceive that as being a lie when it's not a lie. So this is the problem we have right now in America. So I'd like to talk to you more, and we'll carry this into the next hour. What do you want the media to do to cool the temperature of political discourse? I mean, here's a chance to talk about it. You blame the media? What do you want the media to do? All right, let's go to Coleman with a couple of quick texts.
This text says, how about we just break up political parties and just have totally open ballots?
Love it. I love it. But it's not going to happen. Because the politicians, forget about us. The politicians are so embracing this two-party system because they know how to work it. They know how to make it benefit them that they have no interest on both sides. They have no interest in breaking up the two-party system because it's a game and they figured out how to play the game.
This text says, Scoot. Sure, there is a lot of hate out there, but don't forget that all the shooters were nuts to start with, so they didn't need that much of a push.
Well, that's true. I mean, there's something mentally unbalanced about every shooter, because your average person doesn't just turn their hate into shooting somebody. And I've made this comment about road rage. You and I feel road rage probably on a daily basis. Almost every day, somebody does something on the road that causes you to rage inside. But you don't pull out a gun, or you don't run them off the road. You don't act on it. You still rage, but you don't act on it. And so we can have certain feelings about something that somebody says that we disagree with, but we don't have to act on it.
Two more. This one says, what MAGA has done to this country deserves every bit of angry criticism coming towards them. Don't be a snowflake and defend them, to borrow a term that they throw around to the left.
Well, I know people are dug in. They're set in their ways. They believe what they believe, and it's going to be difficult to change minds. I agree with that.
And I'll leave you with this one, and it's kind of like, here's what it says. I want nothing to do with Trump and Kirk supporters. They are dishonest and bigoted. Leave me alone, and I will leave them alone. The violence must stop, but I will never respect them. I think that text kind of shows the problem that we're having. If you dehumanize the other side, Is there a place where we can come to and say, you know what, even though I disagree, because now it's like, if you disagree, I don't even want to be in your presence. I don't want to be around.
Right.
I think that text kind of like outlines that problem.
No, that is a problem. All right, if you've got a comment, you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It was on this day in 1975 this song was released, Silver Convention and Fly Robin Fly. This might not sound like it, but very early in the years of disco, this was one of the early disco songs. They weren't playing it on the radio, but they were playing it in the gay bars. And boy, I tell you, in the early days of disco, those gay bars in the Quarter were the best place to go dancing. And we did. My wife and I, we went with friends, and we thought nothing of going to the gay bars and dancing, and it really was a great time in America. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, let's continue this conversation. What do you want the media to do to help cool this heated political discourse that we have in America? What can the media do? And can we calm the temperature of political discourse? I'm Scoot. We're going to continue that conversation into the next hour. It's Wednesday on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.